Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of legal issues of the week. I know so many of you were asking me to talk about the big legal issue of the week, the trial of Derek Chauvin. That's the one thing I can't talk about. I'm special prosecutor in the case with this amazing team. And so I can't talk about that, but I am going to talk about the investigation today into Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Now, you know, John Oliver memorably referred to the Trump-Russia affair as stupid Watergate, which, of course, would make this stupider Gaetz-gate. It almost makes the whole Stormy Daniels-Donald Trump thing look intelligent. It does really appear that the congressman from Florida has learned a wee bit too much from Donald Trump. Now, look, he's innocent till proven guilty. Those aren't just lip words to me. Those are really, you know, very serious principles of our American legal system. And no one should rush to judgment. We got to wait for the facts and so on. That is very much my ethos. Having said that, precisely because he's innocent until proven guilty, what in the world is he going and talking about it and saying what he's saying to people like Tucker Carlson? It makes him look worse. Like, he says at one point to Tucker Carlson that there is no girl, it doesn't exist, but then he later says that Tucker and he had dinner together. He says at one point it's an allegation about one girl, but then he also says later it's an allegation about many. We're clearly not dealing with Albert Einstein here, and my strong advice to him is to shut up. I mean, this is the guy who's most famous in Congress for doing nothing more than wearing a gas mask. So I think he needs to listen. I mean, this joker went and gave a speech to some Republican, you know, fundraiser on Friday, saying how proud he is because he's gotten immense support over the last week from Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan. I mean, I'm not sure if the triumvirate of those three is a better study for a class on criminal law or the DSM-5. But there is this culture of impunity around the Republican Party that's existed for many years. They think they can just do and say anything. But there is a real Justice Department now, and I don't think they can. And this ding-dong, you know, has gone and written an op-ed trying to defend himself, attacking this investigation as being all political, the Biden Justice Department. Well, the most notable thing about that op-ed that Gaetz wrote defending himself is you don't see two words appear in it, Bill Barr. He paints this as an investigation by Merrick Garland, but Bill Barr was the one who started this investigation. And yeah, I'm sure that if Trump were president, you know, Trump would have tried to shut down the Barr investigation as he did so much else. But Barr, at least for his, you know, to his credit, you know, such as it is, deemed the investigation credible and serious enough as to not shut it down. And the truth is, you know, and this is not partisan. I mean, if I were accused of something, the prosecutor I'd want evaluating my case is Merrick Garland. This is a guy who's fair, honest, principled to a fault. He's been adored by conservatives. He served as our nation's chief judge of the second highest court in our country for, you know, over a decade. He's never been reversed once by the Supreme Court. You know, this is a person of enormous principle. So, you know, I think that when the attacks happen like that, they're really unfortunate and corrosive. And, you know, maybe that's all Gaetz has got to defend himself. Because, look, even Donald Trump is not going out and defending Matt Gaetz. And Donald Trump is so desperate for attention that he stuffed an entire Twitter thread into a 2020, like, Easter statement about the election and so on. And the hilarious part about Gaetz is that his PR firm is going around threatening to sue journalists if they report on how Donald Trump isn't defending Matt Gaetz. And I'm not sure what's sadder, deploying a bunch of hacks to give the world's least convincing ultimatum, or doing it because you want to preserve your public association with Donald J. Trump. Okay, let me get into the crimes a little bit, because they are quite serious. It looks like he's accused of, or at least the investigation is into, his recruitment and possible payment of young women, people under the age of 18, or at least one young woman, for sex. It looks like maybe illegal drugs were involved as well. And one thing I've learned from teaching criminal law for 20 years is that it is rarely just one incident. I mean, yes, it starts with that, and we're starting to hear stories about that one incident. But if there's smoke there, there's usually a fire. And the criminal law here is 18 U.S.C. 2423, 18 United States Code 2423, which says that a person who travels in interstate commerce or travels into the U.S., for the purpose of engaging in any illicit sexual conduct with another person shall be fined or imprisoned for not more than 30 years or both. And, you know, that's an incredibly serious crime. There's very few crimes in our code that are more than that kind of punishment. And, you know, it is telling, you know, there's always that phrase, the personal is the political and so on. And that's not always true. But for Matt Gaetz, it is true. Matt Gaetz was the only member of Congress to vote against a bill that bolstered trafficking prosecutions, human trafficking prosecutions. And I don't think you need to be a member of QAnon to connect some dots with that one. The reporting is also serious against Gaetz because it looks like the prosecutors have flipped Gaetz's pal, Joel Greenberg, who was a Florida tax official and a county official who evidently was procuring some of these women for, with financial transactions. But Matt Gaetz himself evidently paid these women. I mean, evidently he used his Venmo for $900 and calling it tuition to some of these women. And in his new book, John Boehner, who was Speaker of the House, claims that the modern GOP is unrecognizable to traditional conservatives. And that's a fair point. I mean, in his time, most Republicans had to use wire orders for this stuff. They didn't have Venmo. And the allegations suggest that in 2018, Greenberg was involved in other nefarious transactions. It's not just this $900 Venmo one, including giving a mutual friend of Gaetz several $1,000 using his Visa card that is run by the county, that is, I think, backed by the county, Seminole County. And auditors evidently had already flagged that payment. So the only reporting that I'm doubting right now, but, you know, of course, we'll see, you know, he's entitled to defense. But right now, the only part of the reporting I'm doubting is the Washington Post piece referring to Matt Gaetz as handsome. Gaetz is looking like he's in serious trouble. Prosecutors are doing what they're good at, which is taking a lower level witness and flipping them, saying, if you don't go and testify against this other person, then we are going to throw the book at you. And it looks like Matt Gaetz's friend is cooperating with the investigation. It seems like he's rumored that he's going to be pleading guilty on May 15th. That's a very strong sign that he's turning over evidence about Gaetz and others that he may know of to the prosecution and the like. And Gaetz, despite his public posturing and bravado saying there's nothing there and so on, is taking it seriously now. He's hired a prominent New York white-collar defense lawyer to defend him. And you know, nothing can get a conservative to drop the facade of hating coastal East Coast attorneys and things like that faster than a federal indictment. So that's where we are today. I'll see you next week. Have a good week.